Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tommy Sisk. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Sisk. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop catches it and throws to first to double up Belunger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Gene Rounceville now pitching. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hendricks scores. It's 8-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Palmer moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Palmer scores. Buford moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. It's 9-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Bellinger moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bellinger scores. Robinson moves to third. One out. It's 11-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Blair hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-0, Orioles. Don Sechrist now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmer strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Palmer out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Christian now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Buford trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Noop, who relays the ball to Melton, who tags Buford for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 16-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Crowley now playing first base. Chico Salmon now playing third base. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendricks strikes out. 1 out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Palmer moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Palmer moves to third. Buford moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-1 in the game. Knupp hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Matthias pinch hits for Don Sechrist. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Matthias now playing first base. Gale Hopkins now catching. Billy Winn now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Blair hits a pop-up towards first. Matias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 16-2, Orioles. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Billy Winn. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 0 for 1 in the game. Matias strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 1 in the game. Christian hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-2, Orioles. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendricks is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmer hits a ball on the ground for an out. Salmon scores. Palmer moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 18-2, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 18, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford strikes out. One out. Ken Berry pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 3 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 18, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.